This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Perpetually standing in the breach and always ready to stay in the fight. Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. Presented by AR-500 Armor. The Armored Republic cometh. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number two. Coming to you live from the AR-500 Armor Radio Studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. In the debate, I guess the one where he went down the tubes, Democratic presidential hopeful Joe Biden said he was the only candidate to get the number of clips in a gun banned. I have no idea what that one means. And he laid blame on manufacturers as the country's enemy when it comes to gun control in the second round debates this past Thursday. Well, last Thursday, yeah. He said he's the only person who's beaten the NRA of all candidates. I'm the only guy that got assault weapons banned and the number of clips in a gun banned. I would buy back those weapons. We already started talking about that. We're trying to get it done. Former vice president also brought up his desire for smart guns. No gun should be able to be sold unless your biometric measure can pull the trigger. It's within our right to do it. We can do that. Our enemy is the gun manufacturers, not the NRA. Have you ever watched the sadness of the decline of somebody? I mean, I realize he's a leftist and all this other stuff, but I mean, come on. Isn't that sad? The number of clips he banned, the number of clips in a gun. I don't even know how to quantify the stupidity of that statement. So I just wanted to point out that little ditty for you. Pre-4th of July. Let's us segue. There was an incident recently in Madison, Wisconsin. A 20-year-old man was shot at an event. At the event, guns were not allowed. And despite guns not being allowed, there was still a shooting. Somehow, some way. Police have not arrested a shooter or identified a suspect after a 20-year-old man was shot at Shake the Lake following the fireworks display this past Saturday. Madison Police Chief Mike Koble and Mayor Satya Rhodes Conway held a news conference Monday to talk about the police response to the shooting, the ongoing investigation, and how the shooting could affect the way events are run in Madison in the future. Rhodes Conway said at a news conference, "Let us be clear. Weapons were not allowed at this event, but as the chief said, that's very hard to control in an open environment like this." Officials are not identifying the victim, who was released from the hospital Monday. Koble said the shooting is not considered random, and the victim and the shooter knew each other. Police have recovered the gun involved. Now, the event in question is an outdoor event that had a large police presence. It's the kind of thing you were never going to be able to keep guns out of, even if they were disallowed. But despite this reality, the mayor sees this as some evidence to enact local-level gun control. From the same news source, the mayor also echoed her call for more gun control in the state of Wisconsin. Unfortunately, state law presently prohibits cities from creating gun control laws that are more restrictive than existing state law, Rhodes Conway said. But she leaves out a point that I'm dying to hear in this particular case. She leaves out is how more gun control would have benefited anyone in this particular incident. Guns were disallowed at the event. The gun-free zone thing was in effect. That didn't work either. What more was to be done? What more can we do? But wait a minute. Hang on a second. This is not how gun control works. No matter how many rules bad guys break to commit violence, there's always a justification for still more gun control. The failure of gun control is never at fault. Merely the reason that we need more of it. They're always looking for the reason. And crime is the reason they're looking for. Although crime is going down. Perfect notion of insanity, doing the same thing over and over again, expecting a different result. Then how can gun control be considered to be anything but insanity? How, when you ban guns from an event, do you say, oh, enough? The idea is baffling to me. You still haven't told me how you're going to keep a criminal from committing a crime. That's what we should be talking about. How do you keep a criminal from committing a crime? Not how do you take guns from people. Because 99.9% of the people that have guns aren't going to use them in crime. They're in good hands, Mayor. What happened at this event is not even remotely unusual, but it's not the fault of guns. It's not the fault of gun owners. It's the fault of the violent jackwagons who are going to be violent jackwagons regardless of the law. If that's going to happen, why does anyone with a semi-functioning brain think that a gun control law will somehow change that fact, especially since local gun control laws will only apply within that city? You know, as soon as you walk out of the city limits, it's all fair game. Shot ya. And there's not going to be any effectiveness anyway. You think that just because you walk out, if this was a case, why don't we just put signs up at every entrance of everything owned by a law-abiding, operated by the law-abiding, say, no crime allowed. No violence allowed. Because if the whole city limits thing is going to work, if, you know, if I'm walking up to the city limits of whatever, of Madison, I'm like, oh, no, we're in Madison, Wisconsin. Hang on a minute. I got to take my gun off. And I guess I'll have to say, I'll have to panhandle. I can't commit a crime in Madison. If somebody is in the city and they want to be a criminal, does that mean they're going to say, well, I got to go to work? Then they're going to drive to the outskirts of, leave the city limits of Madison and then become like highwaymen from the days beyond. And then once they've robbed and pillaged, are they going to bring it back to the city? Will they be safe in the city? Will they be safe in the city? Or would that law, like all laws, this is the thing about all laws. All laws are ignored. To a degree. If they weren't, there'd be no speeding, there'd be no crime, there'd be no violence, there'd be no rapes, robberies, murder, there'd be none of that. All law is ignored. And you would think, I mean, some of these gun grabbers have a lot of student debt. You would think these gun grabbers understand what it means. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
This is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of Longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for Longevity for over 17 years, since before it was Longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what Longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have Longevity.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
Franklin Armory makes top-quality AR-style firearms for sport, military, and law enforcement. 100% made-in-America parts and materials. We manufacture revolutionary three-position binary triggers that can be selected to fire on the pull and release, or set to fire normally. We strongly support and uphold our Second Amendment. We hope you do, too. Get a 10% discount when you mention the code word LOCK AND LOAD at franklinarmory.com.
Standing up for what's right, helping out when things go wrong, seeking the truth and speaking our minds, not just making records, but breaking them. Leading the way behind the camera, beyond the runway, and on the silver screen. Not just making our mark, but making a difference. Now that's a job for a Girl Scout. Girl Scouts, preparing girls for a lifetime of leadership.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part, Sunny Bay quality products start at under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? everyone. Crack stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed, check them out at boydsgunstocks.com. Right now, in the world today, Vox is one of the most liberal publications. And that's saying something, because of that, most of its writers are likely in something of an ideological bubble. It's not difficult to have that happen, especially when much of your ideology revolves around shunning people who just disagree with you. I suppose I shouldn't be surprised when a Vox writer thinks the issue with gun control is that the Democrats aren't going big enough on it. So we get this from this little missive. To change the status quo, Democrats should go big. They need to focus on the abundance of guns in the U.S. and develop a suite of policies that directly tackles that issue. From licensing to confiscation to more aggressive bans of certain kinds of firearms, including perhaps all semi-automatic weapons or at least some types of handguns. I am not naive. I don't think that this would lead to sweeping Australian or UK-style gun control legislation passing in 2021. But this broader conversation has to start somewhere. And that time is now. The NRA is in chaos as its leadership is caught in a civil war. The Parkland, Florida activists have forced guns into the spotlight. A recent Morning Consult poll found that Democratic voters put gun violence second only to climate change as the issue they wanted to hear about in the first debates. Just like Bernie Sanders helped launch discussions about single-payer and free college in 2016, a push in 2020 could help get the party to where it needs to be on this issue if they really want to address America's gun problem. The writer of this little ditty, I'm not making up the name, German Lopez, goes on to note that Democrats have taken a more incremental approach to gun control and that he thinks they should go big or go home. The thing that German Lopez is forgetting here is that in all that time, Democrats haven't made any headway at all. There have been calls for all kinds of measures, which have all managed to go nowhere, but of course nothing as grand as what Lopez is, you know, advocating has happened. But all of it's gone nowhere. According to Hidden Tribes, the political breakdown of the United States has most people in one of seven categories based on their political opinions. Those categories are then placed on a spectrum ranging from the most leftist to the most conservative. And according to their report, the left is made up of three groups: progressive activists, 8%, traditional liberals, 11%, and passive liberals, 15%, with a total of 34% of the population. The right has three groups as well: devoted conservatives, 6%, traditional conservatives, 19%, and moderates, 15%, for a total of 40% of the population. And those two broader groups battle for the hearts and minds of the remaining 26% who are politically disengaged. Now, German Lopez, of course, is laboring under this false belief that ideas popular with Democrats are popular across the board. But, you know, a large portion of the population isn't going to side with them on this. If the politically engaged vote, you're going to end up with a fairly conservative majority every time. If the disengaged vote, they're going to have to be wooed, if you will. And this is where Lopez is failing. You see, he compares his idea with things like Medicare for All or similar measures, but he forgets why those have some degree of popularity. Those measures are bribery, you see. They're about giving someone something. Now, they'll be taxed to hell and back, but humans aren't always that far-sighted. They'll see that they won't have to pay for health care anymore, and they're going to call that good to go. Guns are different. With gun control, now you're talking about taking something away. In more ways than one. Besides, look at what Lopez wants to ban. And I hate to break it to him, but the Heller decision already rendered that one moot. Semi-automatic weapons have been around for over a century at this point, and most gun-owning households have one. I have probably 20. So, if that doesn't make the category common, what does? German? Or do you like Lopez better? I don't know. But then again, I suspect that Lopez, old German Lopez here, is not that worried about the constitutionality of much of anything. I will say, though, this, though. If he gets his way, there's going to be a surprise that he may not be so thrilled with. The problem that the left never, ever addresses. Most of your leftists live in these population centers where they, you know, they're controlled by Democrats. No guns allowed. All of their edicts that they want to see passed emanate from these bastions of blue. The problem is this. If they were to push this and actually get this and this regime goes into place, you're going to have a shooting war. You're going to have a second civil war. And it's not going to be that big of a civil war. I mean, there's enough states that are not going to allow this to happen. There's enough governors that are not going to allow this to happen. The problem with all of these federal things that are out there, they're in these states. They're in these states. Problem with any sort of military solution, and the military will tell you this as fast as anybody else would. Guerrilla warfare is hell. They don't want to be involved in that, and that's what would happen here. That's what would happen here. So, nobody benefits from that either, Jim. Nobody benefits from that. So, your idea is a non-starter from the get-go. I'm glad you wrote about it, and I'm glad you chided them. I wish they would listen to you. I'm ready for them to go all in. You know, stop this incremental stuff so I can get this over with. I might want to, take up shuffleboard or something one day. And it'd be nice to have the free time. But you got to be honest. You got to level with us. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's. Rock your stock. Rock your gun.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table. They understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The body of a University of Utah student, Mackenzie Luke, has been found in a canyon north of Salt Lake City. Police Chief Mike Brown made the announcement.
I am relieved to report that we have recovered Mackenzie Luke from Logan Canyon. I spoke with Mackenzie's family this morning. We hope this will help them find some closure and justice for Mackenzie.
Last Friday, police arrested 31-year-old Ayuli Ajayi in connection with Luke's death, and at the time, he was expected to be charged with aggravated murder, aggravated kidnapping, obstruction of justice, and the desecration of a body. He's currently being held without bail. The Dow Jones Industrial finished the week with a nearly 44-point loss after the government reported that 224,000 jobs were added last month, much better than expected. Although that snapped a four-day winning streak, the Dow ended the day well off its lows. Earlier, it had fallen 233 points. This is USA Radio News.
Dish TV is better than cable TV. Why? Because you can save 45% on packages compared to your high-priced cable bill. Wow. Take those giant scissors out and cut the cable and save with Dish TV. Plus, you get a free DVR upgrade to record your favorite shows and free installation. And with Dish Anywhere, you can watch TV for free on your mobile device. Act fast. You can save hundreds of dollars. Does your cable company do that for you? I don't think so. Get all the best TV programming at your fingertips at a fraction of the price of cable TV. So say adios, arrivederci, goodbye to the high cable bill, and save up to 45% on Dish TV packages today. These are limited time offers and can change at any time. Call fast. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's hardwood gun stock? Everyone. Crack stock? Back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's hardwood gun stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Check them out, Boyd'sGunStocks.com. Let's go back to the debate. Let's go back to kindly old Uncle Joe, shall we? Where he touted his record as a strong gun control advocate, sort of, like German wants to have done. Yeah, German Lopez will like this. And this is what he's saying, and this is a very impressive thing, because he was a senator and a vice president. So he's never done anything. Most politics, he served on a committee or something, but I mean it wasn't Dianne Feinstein, I think, was actually the crafter of certain parts of the gun control bill. He might have been in charge of the Democrats at some point, but I don't know. He said, I'm the only person that's beaten the NRA nationally. I'm the guy that got the Brady Bill passed, the background checks, number one. Number two, we increased that background check for everyone during the Obama-Biden administration. When did that become a thing? When, is this the Trump administration or the Trump-Pence administration? And how was that increased? You didn't get universal background checks. The background checks are still the same, Joe. You deluded old codger. He said, I'm also the only guy that got assault weapons banned, and the number of clips in a gun banned. And so, folks, look, and I would buy back those weapons. We already started talking about that. We tried to get it done. I think we can be done, and it should be demanded that we do it, and that's a good expenditure of money. Well, you don't know how much some of my guns cost, buddy, so you better bring out your checkbook, and then you still don't have enough money. And then he's talking about smart guns. He thinks that gun manufacturers are the reason that smart gun technology isn't the norm on the market. He said, and the last thing, we should have smart guns. No gun should be able to be sold unless your biometric measure could pull that trigger. It's within our right to do that. We can do that. Our enemy is the gun manufacturers, not the NRA, the gun manufacturers. Well, listen, Joe, there's a couple of problems with that. Did you notice that nobody is flying around in a Jetson car right now? Did you notice that? Did you notice that there's no Doc's DeLorean? Where we're going, we don't need roads. You notice that that hasn't happened yet. Technology hasn't happened yet. The biometric thing you're talking about is a James Bond fictionalized thing for Daniel Craig. And I mean, when I saw that, I was thinking, and you notice it never came back. It wasn't in Spectre. Because it's stupid. And James had to use multiple guns in Spectre. But none of them had the biometric thingy. Now, he has been at the forefront of pushing smart gun technology for years. Back in 2012, he appointed the vice president to lead a gun control task force. And during that time, the task force suggested that Obama take 23 executive actions, one of which was to direct the attorney general to issue a report on the availability and most effective use of the new gun safety technologies and challenge the private sector to develop innovative technologies. The NIJ, the National Institute of Justice, released a study on smart guns in 2013 and found that none of the models were successful, and they spent a whopping $12.6 million over 15 years to study the very technology that Biden is pushing for. The report stated, while none were successful enough with their designs to bring models to the marketplace, the initial R&D has provided a wealth of knowledge and experience on which to build. The problem with a gun, with any gun, is always going to be about reliability or unreliability. A reliable gun, for example, Glock. Glock is a reliable gun. I'm not a big Glock fan. I have a few. But I prefer the Glock clones with a straighter grip angle. But every gun I own is 100% reliable. Will it be 100% reliable 100% of the time? I have no idea. If I manage to keep them the way I manage to keep them most of the time, all the time, 99.99999% of the time, yes, they'll be 100% reliable. The unreliability factor is what makes gun owners uneasy with smart gun technology. How many times, I mean, I've got facial recognition with my iPhone X. It doesn't see me sometimes. I've got fingerprint recognition with my MacBook Pro. It takes a little bit of time. What happens, you know, when my hands are wet, I can't use my fingerprint thing. If I'm wearing sunglasses, I can't use face recognition. What if I don't push it on it hard enough? What if I don't have the camera aimed at my face? How many, you know, there's a lot of ways this technology can fail. Now, it's cool. Look at here. I can unlock my phone with my face. Interestingly, when I use Apple Pay, for example, and I have to unlock that with my face. Then they want my PIN number too. Might be somebody running around with my face in their pocket. And my debit card. So there's too many different ways these kind of things can fail, right? Same thing applies here. When a person's body goes through a fight or flight, adrenaline is pumping and hands are likely to be sweaty or clammy. And the last thing a person wants when they're needing to defend themselves is having to worry about whether or not their firearm is going to read their fingerprint. Now, a recent study conducted by the Center for Gun Policy and Research at Johns Hopkins Bloomberg School for Public Health. Whenever you hear that, you should just say, not reliable. not by completely biased. They found that only 5% of gun owners were considered purchasing smart guns. And of those who were surveyed, 70% of gun owners were very concerned or somewhat concerned that smart gun technology would work if needed. It's these uncertainties and unreliabilities that make smart gun technology unreliable. What's even more interesting is that Biden flip-flopped on how he feels about gun manufacturers. Right now, he's pandering to his base, but back in 2012, following the Newtown shooting, Biden met with the NSSF and praised the Firearms Industry Association for Project ChildSafe, a program that provides free gun locks to 15,000 law enforcement agencies throughout the United States. You guys are doing a lot of good things, including the gun lock thing, and this isn't just Joe Biden blowing smoke. I mean it. Talking about himself in third person. To date, more than 38 million gun locks have been distributed to law enforcement agencies to hand out to gun owners. And guess who makes up the NSSF? NSSF. I get it right. It's one of those alphabet things. Firearms manufacturers, Joe, you moron. Not only that, but gun manufacturers frequently provide gun locks with new firearm purchases. Like every time I buy a gun, I get a new lock. I have a massive collection of gun locks. I've got more, I could start my own gun lock business. Since 1998, 70 million locks have been handed out, which has been an estimated value of more than $140 million. They've given that away. Gun manufacturers aren't the enemy, Joe. Your lack of education and your senility is the enemy, Joe. Now go count how many clips I can't put in my gun for me, would you? And let me know how many that is. Joe Biden. The Obama Biden. It's these kind of delusions of grandeur that just crack me up, especially when it's this kind of, I got it done. It was me. Okay, Joe. Congratulations. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-506-6740. 800-506-6740. That's 800-506-6740.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens, and we're proud to promote amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Visit GCNLife.com for products like Luminesse. The Luminesse anti-aging skincare line restores youthful vitality and radiance to your skin, reducing the appearances of fine lines and wrinkles with stem cell technology. There's also Instantly Ageless, which works within 2 minutes, reducing under-eye bags, fine lines, wrinkles, and pores. Jeunesse has products to help you with how you look and feel in a very short time. Nobel-nominated Dr. Vincent Giampapa has designed several products helping the body perform better. Jeunesse products have a 30-day money-back guarantee, and they're available up to a 25% preferred price discount. See all of the amazing Jeunesse products at GCNLife.com or call toll-free 1-844-443-6637. 1-844-443-6637.
Coming to you live from the AR 500 Armor Radio Studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Boyd's Gun Stocks.
Who needs a Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock? Everyone. Crack Stock, back in action. Not the best fit? Now it's made for you. Tired look? Now the coolest gun in camp. Want tighter groups? Now you're more accurate than ever. A new Boyd's Hardwood Gun Stock will make your firearm fit, function, and look better than ever. Boyd's, rock your stock, rock your gun.
Indeed. Check them out at BoydsGunStocks.com. And speaking of BoydsGunStocks.com, let me just give you a real quick roll call, if I may, to make my point just so we know what we're talking about here. There's a point to this. My sponsors are AR500 Armor, which presents the show, Franklin Armory, Boyd's Gun Stocks, and Arrow Precision USA, which are segment sponsors. Then Gunwinner, Nighthawk Custom, Ace Firearms, CZ USA, DeSantis Holsters, SDI International, and Elevate, which is the only company of all of these that is not in the gun industry. And the guy who owns Elevate is in the gun industry. So, the gun industry is a part of me. This show would not be possible without the gun industry, and which leads me to my point. Biden, who was one heartbeat away from the presidency at one time, has said that the gun industry is the enemy, not the NRA, the gun industry, the gun manufacturers. Not a single candidate on the stage that night condemned the remark. Their silence was a tacit agreement. Not a single candidate had the courage to name the violent criminals as the problem or the fortitude to stand up to those who prey upon the vulnerable in our society as it is. Instead, they're blaming the gun industry as an industry and the law-abiding gun owners that are served by the gun industry. Those are their blame too. They said this, Biden said, this is what we're up against in the coming election season. It's indicative of how much the landscape has changed and the lengths elected officials will go to score points. You know, there's somewhere, depending on who you talk to at any given time, I happen to think there's 150 million gun owners in the United States. When Obama took, when he took office, it was generally an agreed number that 80 million people owned guns in the United States. And now there's even the NSSF says more than 100 million, but they won't go into depth as to how far, how many more there are. There are legal gun owners in every state in the United States today, even in the blue, the deep blue states. And we're not the problem. Every Democratic candidate is now gunning for an industry that supports 312,000 jobs, that earns $15.7 billion in wages, and has a total economic impact of over $52 billion. Firearms industry at large pays $6.8 billion in total taxes in 2019. That's how much it will be paid. We are the fabric of America. These are American jobs in every corner of the nation. DeSantis, right? They're in New York. They're in New York. I don't have any sponsors in New Jersey, thank God. I have friends there, though. Our industry is the arsenal of democracy, which was a phrase coined by Democratic President Franklin D. Roosevelt, supplying the firearms that our armed forces and the men and women of law enforcement use to protect our nation and keep our communities safe. Candidates on the stage, including Biden, agreed with the far-fetched notion of mass confiscation of firearms, first proposed by Newcomb Swalwell. Biden said, "I would buy back those weapons." That plan would use the tax dollars paid by law-abiding gun owners to confiscate the more than 16 million personal defense weapons. I don't call semi-automatics modern sporting rifles. I think of them as personal defense weapons. But that's what they want to buy back. The AR-15s, the box-fed magazine guns, which the 16 million number only applies to AR-15s. Not the Galils, which you can still buy if you know where to look. Not the AKs, not the, you know. Senator Amy Klobuchar, Democrat from Minnesota, defended firearms confiscation as legal. That's not confiscation, she said. You would give them the offer to buy back the gun. Of course, you know, you're being coerced. But we already have a template of what it looks like when a government would make criminals of lawful citizens because they don't like the guns they own. New Zealand is attempting confiscation now, and just 37 of the 1.2 million semi-automatic firearms were surrendered because gun owners there don't trust the government to protect them or pay their fair market value. Biden, of course, Biden, you know, going back to the smart gun thing, he not only wants to push the smart gun technology, he would ban all firearm sales unless they were smart guns. Now, the NSSF was at the table with Biden when he was looking for these answers before, because we're back to that task force. Remember the task force? Here's the problem with all of their proposals. One, they're non-starters. I mean, every one of these people that are running for president, they all suffer from some of the most monstrous of delusions, like their policies are popular. How do you look at somebody? I was once on a little panel at a local radio station in Columbia, South Carolina, where they asked me, how come conservative talk radio does better than leftist talk radio? And I said, well, look at what you guys are selling. And they looked at me, and they didn't quite get it. I said, you want all the money. You want all the control. You want to take guns. You want to take money. And you want to run every aspect of everybody's life. Now, you would call this government services. But, you know, I knew about the NHS when I was on that panel prior to this show even existing, because we're talking pre-2012 there. And, you know, look at what they're selling. The fact that these guys think that they could even become president is indicative of their delusion. Now, have crazier things happen? Sure. Sure they have. I don't think Trump being elected was a crazy thing because I saw that coming a mile away. Just like I see this landslide that is slowly beginning to roll downhill. And it's not going to be the Democrats. Whoever the Democrats, whoever they send out there, is going to get completely... It's not going to be fun for them. They're not going to have a good time with this at all. Then I'm sure we'll have another, you know, it'll be contested and we'll have some other thing. Maybe, I don't know, maybe Estonia will have hacked the election process or something. Even though none of these voting machines are hooked to the internet. That's all beside the point. Don't you know? We are not the enemy. But we know who the enemy is. As we're heading into hour number three, coming up next, we're going to be joined by Dean Weingarten. He is somewhere, I think, in Dallas right now. But he's at least back in the United States. We're going to talk about what's been on his mind as we get ready to head into the 4th of July weekend. So that's coming up next. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Insulated vacuum mugs keep coffee so hot that it can burn your mouth. That's why there is Burnout, the temperature-regulating travel mug developed by real rocket scientists. Burnout's Drink Now technology quickly absorbs and stores the heat from your coffee. It brings your coffee to a drinkable temperature in minutes, then keeps it there for hours without electronics. No more burning your mouth. No more waiting for your coffee to cool. Fight the fire. Keep the heat. Learn more at burnoutmugs.com.
The Roman legions, the samurai, and the knights of the round table, they understood body armor has long been a necessary tool. Today, AR-500 armor sets the standard for steel core body armor. Reimagining ballistic steel, AR-500 armor employs a fragmentation and spalling coating to mitigate damage, giving you that second chance to stay in the fight. AR-500 armor is the leading high-value solution for body armor. AR-500armor.com. Join the Armored Republic and stay in the fight.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.